case where this ger now is yashining from his father, and he has a brother with him. Here we're make to say that he can make a deal that the brother will take all the avodah zarah and the ayin hetzach, and the ger will only take the money and the peres. Avol nishtatfu also. Let's say they became a shutif though. Let's say the two brothers became a shutif. Then taker it's also. Yeah. So you see clearly that regular bastam shutfim, and then they want to make a chalukah. Let's say a Jew and a guy has shutfas together, and now they want to divide up. So the Jew is now going to tell the guy, you take all the avodah zarah and I'll take the money. Since then the Jew is nicha the kiyumai, he wants the avodah zarah to be around. That's the chumim and rabbanon. At any time you want the avodah zarah, it's considered like it's yours, and it's also to have a no from it. Now, hoder yasvi, again they sat down. Hoder again, yasvi, they sat down, the kumibolo, they asked this question. Ger toshev. Ger toshev is a real guy, we'll soon see what he is, but he was makav upon himself at least, he did not worship avodah zarah, or else he was makabal sheva mitzvahs bnei noyach, but a ger toshev for sure eats mevelus. That's a ger toshev. He's still a guy, but he's makabal upon himself something. He didn't become a Jew. He doesn't have real gerus. He didn't make a mila and a tefillah. But just he accepted not to worship avodah zarah. The question is, such a guy, ger toshev, mal sheyevatel avodas kechavim, can he be mevatel, destroy another avodah zarah? Another guy has an avodah zarah. Can this ger toshev now go and be mevatel? Can he break it? And will he take off the Yisuri Hanoh of the Avodah Zarah? Maybe the svar is, the Polach Mevatel, a guy that worships Avodah Zarah, if he goes and breaks it, that's called a bitl. He has the power to Mevatel to take away the Yisuri Hanoh. But maybe the Loi Polach, Loi Mevatel. But maybe a Ger Toshev, this guy, he accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah anymore. So he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah anymore. Maybe such a guy has no power to be Mavatul and Avodah Zarah, even though it belongs to another guy that worships the Avodah Zarah, but you're not a person that worships, you have no right, Koyach, to be Mavatul, to take off the Yisra Anon and the Avodah Zarah. Or Duma maybe no, called Kol Devar Minei Mavatul. Since this Ger Toshev is still called a guy, he's still a min of a guy, he's not a Jew yet, he doesn't have Gerus yet, he's still a guy, so maybe he could be Mavatulit. True, a Jew cannot be Mavatla Avodah Zarah we had before. But maybe a guy, he's still a guy, even though he doesn't worship, maybe he could be Mavatla. That's the Shaila. Could a Ger Toshev be Mavatla and Avodah Zarah? Omalu Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman answered back, Omalu Rav Nachman, Mistarva, the Svara is like this, yes, that the Polach Mavatla, a guy that worships Avodah Zarah, if he go now and breaks one, that's called a Bittul. The Easter goes off. But the Loi Polach, if a guy like a Ger Toshev that does not worship the Avodah Zarah anymore, Loi Mevatel, he has no power, no koyach to be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah. He can't be Mevatel it. What he does means nothing. Maybe I have a question to you. Is this true? It says, Alocha Yisrael, Shemot Zavarez Chavim Bashuk, if a Jew finds an idol in Avodah Zarah in the street, so what should he do with it? So Ad Shaloi Bolu Yodai, before the Jew picks it up, before the Jew makes it into a Jewish Avodah Zarah, it's still a Goyish Avodah Zarah. He has a right to be smart to tell a guy in the street, go and be Mevatel this Avodah Zarah, and then the Jew will pick it up and take it. Then it'll be Mutabano, a guy can be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, and then the Jew can come and take it. But once the Jew picked up this Avodah Zarah first, it becomes an Avodah Zarah, Shel Yisrael. Now the locker is, he has no right to tell a guy to go and be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah. Because since a Jew picked it up, it becomes like a Jewish Avodah Zarah. And that's the locker we had before, that once a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says, he has to bury it, he has to hide it, he has to destroy it, and it's also Bano Le'olam, there's no way to make it Mutabano. So that's the Yetzer. That before it comes into your hand, then we tell a guy to be Mevatel. Now, Mivnei Shomer, because the loch is all like this, Mivnei Shomer was said over that Oivid Kechovim Mevatel Avodas Kechovim Sheloi Vishel Chaveroi, that a guy has the right to be Mevatel, not only his own Avodah Zarah, but even the Avodah Zarah of his friend. Bein Oivdeho, whether he worships Avodah Zarah, Odein Shein Ovdel, even if he doesn't worship the Avodah Zorah, still he has the right to be Mevatlet. So it says a strong lesson here, the Hazminer is, even though this guy does not worship any Avodah Zorah, still he has the right to be Mevatl and Avodah Zorah. So here we see clearly that even though a Ger Tzeshet that does not worship Avodah Zorah, he does have the power to be Mevatlet. The Mar says, Mai Ovdel, or Mai Shein Ovdel. What does this Bryson mean to say, whether the guy worships the Avodah Zorah, or whether he does not worship the Avodah Zorah? Still he could be Mevatlet. What's the case? You learn if you want to tell me, that both cases, they worship Avodah Zorah, if so, Hainu Shaloi, Mishal Chaveroi. You just want to tell me means one is his and one is his friend, that's the Reisha. The Reisha said already that a guy could be Mevatlet, not only his own, but even his friend. So what does the Bryce continue on and say, Bain Oivdo, Bain Loyovdo, whether he worships or not? It must be something else. El Olav, doesn't the Bryce mean to say, Oivdo means Oivikichovim, means a guy that worships Avodah Zorah. A guy that worships an Avodah Zorah, he could be Mevatel, either his own or either his friend. He has the right to be Mevatel, the Avodah Zorah. If so, what does the Bryce mean, Omai Sheinu Oivdo? What does it mean to say a guy that does not worship Avodah Zorah? The word means Ger Tzeshev. Even a Ger Tzeshev, even a guy that was mekabel upon himself not to worship Avodah Zorah, since he's still a guy, he didn't become a Ger yet, it's mutter to be vatal. See, it's not like the number of Nachman said. Nachman said before it's Mestavro, that only somebody that worships. But the Loi Polach, Loi Mevatel, here it's Mash, even though the Loi Polach, so it's Mevatel. Shmamin, the Ger Tzeshev, not Mevatel. Mercer's Lord, that's not the Pshan this price over here. Leyoyle Memlach, really, I'll tell you, Idi Ovikachovim, both are talking about that this guy really worships Avodah Zorah. Only a guy that worships Avodah Zorah, he could be Mevatlet. But if he does not worship it, he cannot be Mevatlet.
Alright, another.
So the karma, that's what you tell me. If so, Hainu Shaloi. What do you mean to say whether you're worshipping it or whether you're not worshipping me? Chur means it's your friend that you're not worshipping. Of course, if you're friend, Chur, that's the Reisha. So what is the safe to say more than the Reisha? Say already once that a guy could be Mevatel his own and his friend. So what do you mean to say whether he worships it or whether he himself does not worship it? That means it's his friend. So Chur says, no, it's like this. Reisha means like this. Vizeh vizeh lepor, vizeh vizeh lemakulis. The Reisha is true. It says that one guy could be Mevatel, his friend's Avodah Zorah, but maybe only when you and your friend both worship the same Avodah Zorah. Like you worship poor, and your friend worship poor. So now if you go and be Mevatel, your friend's poor, that's a real good vittel. Because you're a person that you really, all the time you worship this Baal poor. How come now you're coming to break it down? It must mean you really want to destroy it. So that's one chiddush. That you could mevatel your friends Avodah Zorah goy if you worship the same type as he does. You're both worshiping the same type of an Avodah Zorah. But say, you know what the chiddush is like this. Zelapor v'zelamakulis, a bigger chiddush. You want to be mevatel your friends Avodah Zorah of Baal Por, and you don't even worship that type. You're not a Bar Hochi. To you, Baal Por is not even an Avodah Zorah. You worship Makulis. You worship a different Avodah Zorah. That's the chiddush. Still, you could be mevatelis. Why? Because I called upon him, you're a person that worships a Avodah Zorah. Even though you worship a different type of an Avodah Zorah, but you know what Avodah Zorah means. And when you go to the Mevatlet, that's called the Bittel. Mashen Shein Agir Toshib. That was Makabal upon himself. Not to worship at all. He doesn't worship any Avodah Zorah. He's not in the Pasha of Polach of worshipping. His Bittel means nothing. It doesn't mean anything when he's Mevatlet. He's not a worshipper. He can't be Mevatlet, the Avodah Zorah. The bittul only means if you worship him, and now you mevatel him, that's called you destroying him. But if you don't worship him, you have nothing to say here. You're not an owner on him, like. You have nothing to do with him, so therefore that bittul is not called a bittul. So Kugel of Nachman said was good, that a Ger Tzeshev has no right to be mevatel and Avodah Zorah. Mesa have a question like this. It says, a Zeyo Ger Tzeshev, what's considered a Ger Tzeshev? Who is this new person, a Ger Tzeshev? The special law of a Ger Tzeshev, all the Torah says about a Ger Tzeshev is, that there's a mitzvah lach yosei. If a Ger Tzeshev is like going in the street, there's a mitzvah to save him. On a regular guy, if there's no shail of darkei sholem, there's no mitzvah to save him. Matter of let him die. Mikra din, if a guy is dying on the street, you're supposed to let him die. Mishum darkei sholem could be a smuta today. Otherwise, they'll come and kill us, they'll be angry, they'll be eva, could be a smuta.
But without any evil, without any anger, Mikra din, if a guy is dying, let him die. The only guy you have a mitzvah to save him is a ger toshev, but that's the only difference about him. A ger toshev, there's a mitzvah lach yosei. If he's dying, you're supposed to save him. Now, who is this ger toshev? So, from Achloikis. One man Yom says, Kol shekibul olav ifnei gimel or goy. There was a couple upon himself in front of three Jews, chaverim, shloi lav ravaros kechavim, divi Rabbi Meir. It's enough, that's all he did. He wasn't even makabel sheva mitzvah b'nei noich. He'll still steal and rob and have nus. For he's makabel upon himself in front of three good Jews that he's not going to worship Avodah Zarah anymore. Now he has a shame, a ger toshev, that if he's dying, there's a mitzvah to save him, a mitzvah lachir to give him stokah. There's a mitzvah to help him out. The shayla of stokah goes into this also now. First one says lach yosei. Yeah. That's Ramei Yeshita. The Chachamim Maimrim Kol Shekibul Olav Sheva Mitzvahs Shekibul Olayim B'nei Noach. No, it's not enough just to accept upon yourself not to worship Avodah Zarah. You're not a Ger Toshev yet. There's still no mitzvah to save him. Only if he also accepted upon himself all Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. He's not going to steal, he's not going to have Znus. He must gobble all the mitzvahs of B'nei Noach. Then he has a lock of a Ger Toshev that was supposed to save him. Achirim Oimrim, others said no, even stronger. Even though he accepted the Sheva Mitzvahs, that's not called the Ger Toshev. That's called the regular guy. There's no Mitzvah Lach Yosei on him yet. Elo rather, a Zeyo Ger Toshev, what's considered a Ger Toshev? That we have a Mitzvah Lach Yosei, Ze Ger Oichon Nevelis. That's a guy. Now, the only thing he does wrong is that he still eats Nevelis. But Shekibul Olof Lekayim Kol HaMitzvahs Amos V'Torah. He accepted upon himself to Mekayim all the Mitzvahs. Chutz miyasur nevelis. Because that the Torah says. The Torah says to a ger toshev, you're allowed to give a nevela. A nevela, a dead animal that dies, it's also if a Jew eat it. Suppose it says, give it to a ger toshev. So a ger toshev has to be somebody that doesn't care about nevelis. This man the Yom holds, he's such a guy that was makabel upon himself to listen to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Just he didn't become a Jew yet, he doesn't have mila and tefila. He's not a Jew yet, he's still a guy. But since he accepted upon himself to listen to all the mitzvahs, now he has lots of a ger toshev. The only thing he doesn't do is only eat nevelis. That's called a ger toshev. Of course, the kasha is about Shabbos. How can he watch Shabbos? Of course, the shalom, a guy is not allowed to watch Shabbos. How does the Rami on the Kabbalah Shabbos? He has the machlekes that the others have a din b'nei noach and not. And some say, Moshe, some say, b'nei noach, they say, the din is the night goes after the day. It's only by the baket, by the goyim, the night goes after the day. By a Jew, the night goes after the next day. But by a goy, the night time is still called that day. So Avram did Malach as Mitzvah Shabbos. So Manashach, if he had a din of a goy, he's doing Malach on Shabbos. For him, Shabbos first and Sunday morning. If he has Malach like a Jew, it wasn't Machal Shabbos. So I'm not sure. Hakobar Megat Teshuv is somebody who has Mekal upon himself to listen to all the mitzvahs, just eat the nevelos. Now, such a Megat Teshuv Locher is Miyachadim Etzla Yain. Your Jew is allowed to leave his wine by this Megat Teshuv. We're not afraid he'll be menaseichit because he doesn't have tithe anymore, and he's not going to let another guy come and touch it. So therefore, miyach didn't allow to leave your wine by him. V'yein maskidin etzlo yain, but if you can't mistam make a pikodin by him. What's the difference? Rashi says miyach didn't etzlo yain means Yisrael meniach bechanusay atshiyem akadei mil. You allow to leave wine by him in his store because you want to go away for a while, for an hour, if you go a mile down the road. Oh yaita. Mashain came of us called my regular guy, you can't do this. The Akivan, the Leipolach, this guy, this Ger Toshev, since he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, Loi Noga, he himself has no time to touch the wine to make it Yain Nesav, Lemon Asich. Ulamaga Gachovim, the Yos Ay, another guy may touch it, the Veisoi, Loi Chashinan, the Akivan, the Loi Hanobakar, this owner, this guy has no Hanob from it, he won't let somebody else touch it. Ulach Lufa, let's be afraid though, maybe this guy will drink the wine, exchange it for another wine for his own Stam Yenim, that's also. But this man mood like Lamechish. If you're only leaving it there for a few hours, we're not afraid for this alone, the guy will exchange it. But to make it because that means you're leaving him by a few days, then we're afraid Meshamech Lufa. And now that I leave your barrel of wine by a guy, even by a Ger Toshev for a few days, because we're afraid by the time you come back, he already used that wine. And he exchanged it for another wine, and his wine is still Yai Nesach. He's still a guy. So the wine of a Ger Toshev, at least is also Vishtiya. Ba'anor may be Mutter. But Vishtiya, at least it's also Stam Yenim. Yeah.
Even though most people there are Jews, still you can't leave your wine there for a few days. But you just want to miyachat, leave it there for a short time, it's mutam. Even in a city where most people are going there. Why? Because like we said, as far as this Gertosh, he himself doesn't worship, he won't let another guy touch it, he has no hano. And for lechlufi, he should exchange it, it's a short time, without a friend he'll exchange it for such a short time. But shmanu kiyenoi, this Gertosh's oil is like wine. So for the Gemara, shmanu kiyenoi, it's like that. Why? Shemen niko have a yayin esach. There's no issa about buying wine, oil off a guy. Elements like this. Yeinoi kishamnoi. His own wine is like his oil. Rashi says, Mutabano. Just we say it's Mutabano. That his wine is also Mutabano. Yeah. Let's see what this means. That his yain is like the shem. Let's see what this means. Rashi says here, means to say it's before their nest, when they still had an Isser on Shemen, right? So the Shemen, when well now his yain is like Shemen, meaning when they had first Gezeira, that the Shemen of a guy is also Osa. But it's only Osa Bishti and not Bano. So it means to say clearly, his yain is Mutabano. The wine that you buy, you offer Ger Teshuv. Since we know for sure he did not worship it, he did not make Yain Esach, it's like, it's better than regular Stam Yainim, but I call upon him Bishti, it's Osa. It's Osa to drink, it's only Mutabano. Ulishar called up every other halacha, harayel kaibachavim, this ger has looked like a guy. Now, Shimon I'm there, ye no yayin esach, no, his wine of a ger, Tosh was also mamash yayin esach, because even also bano. For Yarmila, mutabishtiya, some suggest the opposite, even mutabishtiya. That mamash is even mutabishtiya, the wine of a ger Tosh. But Katani Mias, Lishar called the varov, harayel kaibachavim, for everything else it's like a guy. So Lamai Hilko said, what do you mean to say it's like a guy for everything halacha? Lav doesn't advise him to say, that it means to say he's like a guy, that it could even be Mavatl, the Avoid Zorah, that's what it means to say. So we see again clearly, not like Rav Nachman, that even though this Ger is not worshipping Avoid Zorah, still he's like a guy, that it could be Mavatl, the Avoid Zorah. From where it says, Rav Nachman, Yitzchak Loi, Litzem Rishos Lavatl Rishos, Avloch Lav Erevin, that an Erev, he has looked like a guy, that you have to buy off his Rishos, he's not like a Jew. O Kretanya, Yisrael, if you have a Jew. Mumor, he does Averis, but still Mishama Shabbat the Meshuk, he's not Mechal Shabbat of Hesia. In the street, he won't be a Mechal Shabbat, Mevah, he has to look like a Jew still. And Mevah to Shus, if on Shabbat, he forgot to make an error before Shabbat, he could just be Mevatel, take away his Meshuk, and make a Hefka. And therefore, the Jews inside, they can still carry. Shein the Mishama Shabbat the Meshuk, let's say the Jew is a Mechal Shabbat of Hesia, even in the middle of the street, there'll be Mechal Shabbat, even though people be him, and Mevah to Shus. Then he does not have a look like a Jew, he can't stand be Mavatli as Rishus. Why? The Pnei Shomer would tell like this. Yisrael, a regular Jew, nice in Rishus, he gives somebody else his Rishus for Shabbos, or else even on Shabbos, the Mavatli Rishus. If he's the only one who forgot to make an Erev Chaseris here, he has the right to be Mavatli as Rishus, as if he doesn't own it anymore. Only the other Jews own it, and they made an Erev Chaseris, they can carry there. But like we could have him, if you have a Jew living in the courtyard, Asher Yitzko, the only answer you have to rent his Rishus from, that's the Locha. If two Jews live with another guy in the same court, in the same house, you want to make an Erev Chaseris, you have to buy, rent off the guy, his Rishus in the thing.
Okay? Those by guy, it's not enough, he should mevatel his Rishus, but by guy, you have to rent off. Now it says, Locha Kate said, how is learned by a Jew? The Kate said, Oy Maloy, if a Jew would say, Rashi says, Yisroel, Anoisin Rishus, if a Jew wants to give away his Rishus, let's say there are three Jews living there together, and one forgot to make Erev Chaseris, Simon has a right to say this one Jew to the other two Jews, Rishus si knui lecho, my Rishus should be owned by you. Or else Rishus si my Rishus mevatelos lecho. My Rishus should be mevutel means like I'm giving it over to you. That's the Chiddush, that corner, that these other Jews are carrying his Rishus. The Rashi says, Hanoito be miru biyama, with these words alone, without any money. We ain't sorok litzkos, you don't have to be zaycha. My shenkin by a goy cannot just give away his Rishus. A guy has to be mezatli, has to have chiris. By a guy, you have to pay him money, and then he has to like rent it, or you have to buy it off him. So that's the chiddush here, that the ger toshiv has look like a guy, negay to erevim. But it could be negay to ilchus bitla, but avoid azor, that's what I'm not going to say before, and that's the maskano, that a ger toshiv has no right to be mevatel, another avoid azor. Ger toshiv doesn't see himself as not worship, he cannot be mevatel the avodah zarah. All right, we'll stop here.
You know, the last few lines, here, Samach Dalet Amid Beis, the last line. That's Gemara there. Rabbi Yehuda. Samach Hei. You know, the last few lines, here, Samach Dalet Amid Beis, the last line. That's Gemara there. Rabbi Yehuda. We have Yehuda Shod. Samach Hei. You know, the last few lines here, Samach Dalet Amid Beis, the last line. That's Gemara there, Rabbi Yehuda. We have Yehuda Shod Alei Kurbanah